Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here with us on the show that's on in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Got a good show today.
It's May 1st.
It is May 1st. That's right.
Yeah.
And so on the first of the month, we always have Renee Unsworth in studio.
That's it. There it is.
From Totally St. Augustine to get us caught up on all the events happening in and around town. And so we're going to get to that. We're going to do your horoscopes, in particular. And it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it'll be a great show. Happy to have Renee in studio. She'll at least save the day.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Some days we need saving.
Definitely.
All right, before we get into it, we'll, of course, remind you about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. If you need to be saved from your awful, awful car, you're sick of that car, you got tons and tons of miles on it, everything's breaking every couple of months, just go ahead and upgrade. You can do it.
Right.
Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln, they can help you do it, whether you want to upgrade to a new Ford truck, one of those Mustangs.
You had a Mustang many, many moons ago.
I did. Well, it wasn't anything like they've got out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they would not even put that Mustang on the lot.
It's a relic.
It was a relic. It was the ugliest Mustang ever made.
Only horribleness,
yeah, welcome to my soul.
Yeah, uphill both ways. It was horrible.
Right.
I had to push the car just to have the car.
That's
for the body.
Right. Yeah. Somehow that hill was up the hill to school and up the hill to house, up to the hill to the house.
Jeez. Right.
It's an uphill battle to speak today. Quick and quality service department. They've got a whole lot of vehicles down there for you. Bozard, Ford, Lincoln. You can upgrade today. I love that new car smell.
Yeah,
there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to smell it from other people's cars, never from my own.
Never happened from yours.
Not from my own, but from other people's. It's great.
So there's opportunity out there for you, Pete.
There is.
Yeah. It's inspiring.
That's why Bozard Ford is driven to inspire.
Yeah.
Also, our friends at the Bailey Group are so inspiring.
Phew.
That's why over 300 companies and organizations trust the Bailey Group to carefully craft a benefits program that supports and reflects their vision. No matter where you want to go, they're going to help you get there together. Their first priority is helping you take care of yourself and your family. They want to learn more about your personal situation, identify your dreams and your goals, and understand things like your risk tolerance. All that stuff will help you build a long-term plan and feel really comfortable about your decisions. Those long-term relationships that encourage open and honest communication are the cornerstone of their foundation of success. Give them a call, 904-461-1800. And then our friends at Elace Med Spa.
Yeah, the dream team on the beauty scene.
That's right. At Elace, they specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Davey, what's your favorite thing to get done down there?
I mean, there's so many things to choose from, but I really do love their HydroFacial because it's definitely like a next level up from other spas out there.
And they do a lot more, and they do it all the best. The Botox, the dermal fillers, the laser treatments, the contouring, the hair services, they do it all. Elace is the place that will save your face.
Yes, it will.
Elace.com. All right, Renee, I'm bad at talking today. Please save me from this. How are you?
I'm going to try to talk a lot.
All right. Okay, good.
No pressure.
Happy May.
Yay, it's already May.
Happy
May. I know.
Fifth month of the year.
Crazy. We're almost halfway through.
Sanity.
That's nuts.
Yeah, crazy, but now is the time. This is your month to get outside because after that, it's going to be hot.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Get outside, go on a boat ride.
Just don't fall off.
Not the crazy boat ride.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Stay sure on the boat.
Yeah, the captain's on the boat.
Do a boat tour with some of the skilled captains in town.
We've got some great boat tours.
We do. I actually took a sunset tour on the schooner recently. It had been many years.
Ooh. Yeah.
It was amazing.
I bet.
Talk about the captain.
I have lots of videos of the captain.
Do you?
He was a good-looking guy.
Really talented,
Okay? I have to promote it, but I also like looking at the videos.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Really knew what he was doing.
He did. He was very skilled. Speaking of, I mean, I don't know if people know this, but the schooner really is a sailboat. It's a model of an 1860 sailboat replica. And so when you leave the marina, which is downtown by the Bridge of Lions, you go out in the water and then they actually put the sails up and you really do sail through. They turn the motor off. You sail through the Bridge of Lions. You go out into the ocean a little bit. Ooh. And, you know, which I think is really cool.
Is it cool in that large vessel like that?
It's amazing.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. You do a champagne toast.
Okay. Look at that.
You know, all the staff, you know, chats with everybody. It's a beautiful, beautiful time. Not expensive. Not at all.
Perfect. Usually it's like $150 or plus.
Oh, no, no. It's like $60.
That's so all right.
Yeah, per person with drinks included, that's beverages, okay. non-alcoholic and beer or wine.
Okay.
Really nice. The sunset is the one to go on.
Okay.
You know, the breezes, the beautiful sunset. You can see all the landmarks from the water.
You got to pre-schedule ahead of time, like a week or two?
You should.
Okay.
Yeah. Schooner Freedom has a website, and you can even call the phone number. That's what I like. Yeah. You can actually call.
That's
wow.
Nice.
Make a reservation.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
I'm kind of old school like that. I like that.
That's a great date idea. Date night idea.
It's a good date night idea. Cool. And, you know, for people who have family coming into town, that's a cool St. Augustine experience.
Right.
So yeah, there we go.
Definitely.
I'm sitting here smelling some delicious things. Wanted to talk about the Spice and Tea Exchange. Ooh,
my nerves.
You know it. Oh, this smells so good.
What is that?
Dragon
what is that scent?
Fruit Fusion.
Can I smell it?
Yes.
Let's see this.
Here. It smells so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Seriously, Spice and Tea have the best candles. I love
them. It doesn't smell like chemically, you know?
No, oh, right, it's all natural. It's actually infused with the herbal tea.
Okay.
Which was what I was picking up. Little herbal tea here on the top.
Mm-hmm.
All their summer flavors are out. Dragon Fruit Fusion, Wild Berry, and Roy G. Biv, which is a green tea.
It's one of my favorites, actually.
And, you know, Pete was asking what all this stuff is. He thought it was granola. Which, you know, I mean, you could eat it. Uh-huh. But this is actual chunks of the fruit, dragon fruit and other fruit that flavors the tea. It's so good.
Yeah, you have to just steep it. And it's an amazing, it's very fresh, very cool. Yeah, I love it.
But my favorite thing is going to the tea bar, which is at 59 Hippolyta Street. Mm. And you can just get a nice glass of iced tea.
Yeah.
And they'll put a little honey in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, best everybody thing ever. There,
so. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Summertime teas, Spice and Tea Exchange.
Awesome.
All right, are we ready for the events?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We've got some serious events in May. First, I wanted to talk about Cafe 11, my favorite small concert venue.
Yeah.
They literally have a huge lineup. Dozens and dozens of concerts now through June. Tonight, they have Reggae, Cabacaya, Pyramid. Tomorrow, May 2nd, Eddie 9V. May 3rd, Selwyn Birchwood. May 4th, Magnolia Boulevard. May 9th, Jeffrey Gaines. May 11th, Damon Fowler.
Jeez.
May 17th, comedian Dustin Sims. They've had a lot of comedians, which are really funny.
Yeah.
So funny. So there we go. Just go on their website, originalcafe11.com. So many concerts. So much fun.
I know a sound guy there. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
Cool
he's
guy.
The sound guy.
Great sound there too.
Yeah.
All right. Wanted to mention the Pina Peck House, the Women's Exchange of St. Augustine, runs the historic Pina Peck House built in 1750. They do complimentary tours every Wednesday through Saturday at 12, 1, 2, and 3 p.m. It's a really cool thing to go check out, especially if you have family in town.
Mm-hmm.
See a historic house in downtown St. Augustine. Also, the Jimenez Facio House, another wonderful historic Coquina House. They still have.
We were talking about Coquina on the morning show.
And that's the thing. Did I tell you about being at the fort?
No.
I went to the fort recently. It was amazing. By the way, if you haven't been to the fort in a while, go do that with family too, because, you know.
Is it worth it? I haven't done
it yet. It's completely worth it.
Okay.
It's actually amazing.
Okay, cool.
You step back in time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And once you start hearing the stories, you're like, this is so cool.
Oh.
It's really the oldest building you're going to step into in the United States.
Have you ever tried to open or close that door at the fort?
I have not.
That is a heavy door.
Yeah, they're huge doors.
Yeah. Massive door.
I just like. When you climb up the stairs and you're on that, you know, you're on the top of the fort. You're literally on the top and you're like, oh, let's be careful not to trip and fall off.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm a little clumsy sometimes. But it's gorgeous views and you really step back in time. So I was there on a tour last month and there was a lady touching the coquina, and she's like, they should make all homes in St. Augustine out of coquina.
Wow, Captain Obvious. Yeah.
And I was like, well, they're not allowed. Because, you know, if you go on a tour with me, you're going to get a little extra history. I can't help myself. I try to be quiet, but then I have to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, we're not allowed to mine it anymore, but, you know, you can go see the quarry at Anastasia State Park. And I said, but there are coquina homes you can see here. So I was telling her about the Pina Peck house, about the Jimenez Facio house, and the oldest house.
Oh, and the oldest house.
There's three house museums here in town, all made of the original coquina, and it's worth going and seeing. I mean, you really step back in time at all those places.
I can't fit in the oldest house. I have to stand outside, but that's nice.
You have to duck in.
Yeah, it's not easy for
duck.
Me. Yes, very low.
And then I guess you do have to stand like that.
Yeah.
I'm short. I don't even notice it.
I'm like,
they were built for me.
Yeah.
Give you spine problems just going in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, go see those historic houses. They're amazing, and they're worth, even as a local, going and checking out our history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Here's I thought you were going to tell a ghost story. I thought the lady was going to turn out to be a ghost.
Yeah, me too. I was like,
that would have been so much better. That
would have been pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh.
There's enough ghosts to go around in downtown St. Augustine.
Maybe she was. Yeah. You know?
Maybe she was. Maybe at the end of the day, she was.
Mm. I don't know.
You educated a ghost, Renee. You should be proud.
She already knew the whole story. She's like, yeah, you dumb lady.
She was testing your history knowledge.
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Guess who's doing something really fun this month?
Hmm.
The tasting tours.
Oh, yeah.
May 3rd through 26th, basically every Friday and Saturday, a couple of Sundays sprinkled in. Fiesta de Mayo.
Okay.
Salsa into a fiesta extravaganza.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, they're going to have all sorts of yummy things on their tours. It's a whirlwind of Latino-inspired delights.
Oh,
that sounds fun. So what you do is you hop in a golf cart, you go all around town, and they take you to different restaurants that make these amazing dishes that are Latin inspired. You can also dress up.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ricky Martin?
Oh, that would be great.
You could wear a sombrero or just unbutton your shirt like Ricky Martin.
Very nice.
That's the Ricky Martin right there.
Yes. Live
the tasting,
la vida loca.
Oh, my God. TheTastingTours.com. You know, they just did something really fun. They had a Roper romp pub crawl.
How fun was that?
Oh, my goodness. The costumes. You know, all the ladies wore the calf cans.
Yeah,
that's what
they're
called.
Yeah.
We call them moo-moos, but they're those long, flowy dresses, and they wore the red curly wigs, and they went around town, and they got some great photos.
Oh, I didn't see any
of
these.
Yeah, that's a fun thing. They also have a couple of those still happening in May, so check it out on thetastingtours.com.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that fun?
They had a lot of fun, yeah.
And people love dressing up in St. Augustine anyway, so, you know, this is just one more way to do it.
Yeah. That's funny. That looks like a great time.
That's funny.
Isn't that fun? May 3rd, First Friday Art Walk. If you want to dress up, you can.
Art Walk is doing really, really good. There's like a resurgence here I'm seeing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's back. If you haven't been to Art Walk in a while, it's back. Mm-hmm. It's the first Friday of every month, 5 to 9 p.m. This Friday, May 3rd, 20 plus galleries. And what I love is they're not just in downtown. You can go over to the island as well.
Yeah, it's trickling over Bridge of Lions, right, on Anastasia Boulevard a little bit.
And there's a cool gallery over there.
Yeah.
The gallery's been there for a long time. It's called High Tide Gallery. I stopped in recently. It has some new owners. All coastal art. 50 plus artists. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Cool.
And it's little things like earrings and little hand-painted things all the way up to like stained glass.
Yeah.
So if you want to...
Something for everybody.
Yeah. If you want to get a little gift, they have those items. But if you're redecorating and you want to go all coastal... That's the place to go.
And check out Wendy B. Tatter, too. She's over there on Anastasia Boulevard. She's got an incredible local artist. That's
Wendy Tatter is... So let's talk about Wendy Tatter.
Let's do it.
She's been doing it forever.
She has been doing it forever. She used to be on the board of the Art Galleries of St. Augustine, which hosts First Friday Art Walk.
Cool.
Then she was on San Marco Avenue, and she started Uptown Saturday Night, which they have continued and turned it into an Uptown Block Party on the last Thursday of every month. And now she moved to the island, and she's still rocking it over there.
She has so many cool ideas how she takes her art business to the next level. Like, she made these little matchbox books.
Yes.
It's the coolest little gift. I think they're like $7.
You know, and what?
Like, it's an actual painting of
her batik work,
right.
Which she does batik, which is dyes on fabric.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. You know what she just posted? She's making swimsuits.
Get out of Dodge.
Of like St. Augustine scenes and other like florals. Her art. On a swimsuit or a bucket hat. Like, that's so cool. And those are fun gifts.
I love that. Yeah. Wendy, shout out. She's an amazing lady.
She is amazing. So anyway, First Friday Art Walk, you can stroll around town. Downtown does have the Old Town Trolley Tours. You can stop into the galleries and get a little sticker, hop on the trolley, ride it around town. And
you don't have to worry about parking. It's so nice. Hop on, hop off.
So nice.
Go to Bin 39, get a couple, then you get back on. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the move.
So much fun. Now, there's something happening during Art Walk at the Jimenez Facio House Museum. They have an artisan market. They have 6 to 8 local artisans. And then they're doing a clothing swap. That's in now, by the way. You know how we all want to go to thrift stores and find cool finds? They're doing clothing swaps where people can come set up their tables, have a clothing swap. Really awesome.
Marina Munch did one last month.
Yes,
and it was
super successful.
So yeah, this is a good thing.
It's back. And you can buy art from local artisans, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know we've all heard about this. May the 4th be with you.
Sure. Yes, we just talked to them 2 days ago.
Yes, St. Augustine Orchestra, hosted by Emma Concert Association, this Saturday, May 4th, 7:30 p.m., music from movies.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Star Trek. I mean, you name it. There's a ton of
people are
great.
Really excited about this. I love that.
It's going to be great.
And it's a quirky, fun time, but it's something we all can resonate to.
Yeah, I want to hear that Jurassic Park. I want to hear them do Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I've always loved that.
I have
theme.
Too. I love that. And it's only $20 per person.
I mean, yes,
yeah, that's $5 easy. For students or children.
Great date night idea. Yeah.
And you're inside in the AC.
Yeah.
Bonus.
And I love that theater. Yeah. They
also,
do a great job.
When you buy a ticket, you actually can park free at the St. John's County COA over by Riverhouse, ride the free shuttle back and forth, so you don't even have to worry about parking in downtown.
It's really nice. The shuttle is nice, and it's fast, yeah.
Shout out to St. Augustine Brewers Fest this Saturday, May 4th. They're completely sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Visit the Fountain of Youth. You can see everybody over there having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then you plan to buy your ticket next year.
You have to. You've got to get the ticket ahead of time.
Early as possible.
Yes.
This thing does sell out quick. It's a good time.
It really does. And the best thing is they've given more than $50,000 over the past 5 years to local nonprofits.
That's pretty awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think this year is Swamp Haven. I think this
Swamp Haven, the Lighthouse, and the Marine Science Camp.
There it is. You're so good. Thank you.
Love the Marine Science Camp. That's a good one. Also, this Saturday, May 4th, Unidos en la Musica, Latin American Festival, Francis Field.
That Latin festival that's coming to town,
Lots of fun dancing, amazing Latin music, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Francis Field.
High energy,
awesome
time.
High energy all day. Food, dancing, cultural exhibits, vendors, and the headliner is Fonseca, who is from Colombia, and he is a big deal.
I love it.
So if you want to go see a big headliner, go to it.
And some of the best food that you think you'll ever have. It's so good. It's going to be so good.
I just love the dancers with their elaborate, colorful costumes.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Mi corazón, my heart.
Something else coming up that I really love. May 8th through 12th, the St. Augustine History Festival.
Mm.
This is a huge event. It's actually sponsored by the University of Florida Historic St. Augustine. You know, UF maintains a dozen buildings in town.
Mm-hmm.
They help with historic preservation, just keeping them how they should be. And so they sponsor this festival, and it just celebrates history from 1655 to current day. There are free lectures all over the place, free garden tours, all kinds of tours of regular historic places that you can go to daily, but they have special events happening, even tours of cemeteries.
Mm. And so forgive me on this really quick. So there's like Lincolnville Museum and Cultural Center has something. then the Lighthouse has something for History Fest. So I see a lot of these sporadically
all
out there.
All the historic attractions are participating. And the gardens, you know, there are historic gardens in some of the historic houses and then separately. And Flagler College is having lectures. Everyone joins in for this event. There are so many events, I cannot even list them all, but it's St. AugustineHistoryFestival.com. You can go there and see, it's like 30 participating places.
Cool.
And all sorts of events and things happening. Go to St. AugustineHistoryFestival.com. They also have Facebook and Instagram pages that they're posting those individual events at. But, it's a lot to keep up with because there's so much.
I'll shout one off each week or something so that everyone knows what they are.
Something also new that I shared on Facebook on Totally St. Augustine. Go check it out. The O'Reilly Museum and Garden has reopened after 4 years. It closed during COVID. It's just down from Avalee Street, or just down from the Jimenez Facio House on Avalee Street. Okay. So just go a little bit further.
I don't even know about this.
It is a historic house, and they have a beautiful garden, and they have a new gardener and someone maintaining it, and they're opening it specially
to the public,
May 8th through 12th during the History Festival. You can go tour the garden, see some of the history of the house. Really awesome. Ooh. It's been closed forever and now reopening. All right. Another event happening May 8th through 12th, St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival. This is mostly over at World Golf Village, but there are a few events on this side of town. Go to St. AugustineFoodAndWineFestival.com. Speaking of, I have a giveaway up on Instagram for the Smoke on the Walk that is happening Friday, May 10th. That's a really cool event. More barbecued themed food, lots of spirits, lots of wine, not just from Florida, but throughout the South. Vendors, come, you can taste, everything's included. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a bit too. So
awesome event. All right, May 11th, the Sunflower and Tomato Festival at Wesley Wells Farms. This is a fourth generation farm right here in St. John's County. They're growing flowers, sunflowers, tomatoes, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on May 11th, and there's food trucks, activities, kid zone, a salsa tasting contest.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Guess there's going to be maybe some spicy salsa.
Hmm.
Handmade market whip cracking contest.
Okay.
That's right.
Best homegrown contest, you name it. WesleyWellsFarm.com. All right. Guess what else?
Have you ever done that, a whip cracking contest?
No, I've seen it at Cracker Day. It's really
loud.
Yeah,
they do that out there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as easy as people think it is.
Well, the orchestra just came in and they talked about how they make that sound with the two wood planks. They're making that during the May the 4th with you.
Yeah. Right. That's probably an easier way to make it.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my goodness. We're only still at May 11th. St. Augustine Ballet has Snow White.
Right. And the Seven Miners. Right.
Who are all on point shoe in this show.
Very good.
Yes.
That's not easy to do.
No. Saturday, May
11th. Is that the official name of it now? Is that really the official name of it now?
No, it's just Snow White.
Okay. No. Yeah. It, we exactly. just call it Snow White.
Yeah. Okay, good.
We don't mention the seven others.
Who are there? Be on stage, yeah.
They're all under 5 foot tall, though.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Not on point. Right. Okay. There are two performances, 1:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Lewis Auditorium. This is on Mother's Day weekend. And they're giving free tickets for teachers and St. John's County School District staff.
I love that.
Isn't that great? This is a special time.
That's very cool.
Mother's Day weekend, moms can bring their children to the show. There are professional dancers and an entire school of local dancers. You can go to their social media pages, check it out, St. Augustine Ballet, find the email, info@staugustineballet.com, and you can email them and ask for your free teacher code.
Fantastic.
So awesome. Love that. All right. Another event we love. Oh, my goodness. May 18th, the 90s Fest.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's already here.
It's almost here. Yes. And you know what? I have a giveaway up on Instagram.
When did you do this?
Yeah, it's been up since yesterday.
That's exciting.
Okay. It is exciting. And, they have quite the lineup. from the 69 Boys to Paula Cole. Mm-hmm. This band Fastball, which I never knew the name of the band, but I'm playing the song on Instagram and everyone will know it. It's a 90s song. I just never knew the group.
Me neither.
Isn't that funny?
So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And something I skipped over, but I have to go back to May 16th, the St. Augustine Pub Crawl. 80s style.
Oh, that's right.
Your friend Kelly's doing this.
Yeah, Kelly.
7 p.m. Thursday, May 16th, which I like that. It's not on a weekend.
Yeah.
You can do this during the week.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of locations that you will visit on this. Tickets are only $15. Includes entry to the best dress costume, so you wear your best 80s.
Yeah.
And you get
that's always fun.
Digital group photo keepsake. At the city gate, which is really fun.
Yeah, the whole crew up there and all the 80s
it's
gear.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
So PubCrawlSTA.com. Grab your tickets. And then go to 90s Fest that weekend, that Saturday.
That's right. Relive your youth.
That's it, right there, all in 1 week.
All right. This is it. This is my final listing of May. Free summer concerts in the plaza.
All right.
They're back. May 30th through August 29th, every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. in the plaza. And they have a really good lineup this year.
Really? Right.
Some totally new performers, which I like. Cool. And some of the ones that they've had over the past 30 years of this free event.
Mm.
And I wanted to give a special shout out to a young lady who is playing, let me see, August 1st. Shayla Nelson.
Oh,
Shayla,
she's great.
Shayla went to St. Augustine High School with mm-hmm. my oldest daughter. She is such a talented young lady.
Oh, yeah.
She plays guitar, piano, you know, keyboard at these shows. And she sings amazingly. And this is her big debut.
How cool is this? Awesome.
August 1st. Concerts in the plaza.
We all go. That'll be good.
Yeah, let's all go. So every Thursday, like I say, free concerts in the plaza. Go check out the list on Facebook and Instagram. Totally St. Augustine.
So good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Always appreciate you dropping the events on us.
Check it out. I'll have more up on my website soon.
Yeah, you keep having these contests. That's awesome. So you got to go on Instagram and stay on it. Yeah.
So many giveaways. Please go get a... Go try it out because let me tell you, I've got lots and lots of tickets.
That's fun. Good.
Lots. Awesome. Well, hey, if you want to go try out downtown St. Augustine.
Yeah.
See some of the sights. Experience
what if I don't know where
to park? Well, you can hop on an Old Town trolley.
What a nice thing to do.
That's right. And you can make a couple stops along the way. You can get off. You can get back on. Maybe stop at Bin 39. We'll talk about Bin 39 in a little while. But you will see so much of St. Augustine's history and beauty. And it's just a perspective on St. Augustine that you just had no idea even existed, even if you've lived here your whole life. I learn something new every time I go on these things. They're the Old Town Trolleys. We love them, and you will too.
And you'll love Steve Chapman's All-American Air. They've been the AC hero of St. Augustine and its surrounding communities for about 45 years. They're not just experts. They're the cool cats of warranty and non-warranty service. They have preventative maintenance service agreements, new construction installations, and rocking high-efficiency systems. From Lennox Wonders to the ultra-smart iComfort thermostat, they've got all your HVAC products in sight. Give them a call today, 904-461-0070.
And Bin 39. Our favorite wine bar there in downtown St. Augustine. You can hop over there to the end of St. George Street, right on the Orange Street side, duck in that little alcove, and sit on that patio for a couple hours, enjoy some live music and some great glasses of wine. Experiment out there. They got like 95 wines to choose from that you can sample, that you can just enjoy for a couple of hours, and you can take a bottle home with you. If you really like one, take a bottle or two or four home with you. Davey?
It's perfect. Yeah, that's the way to go. I know. Yeah, that's what I have to do every time. Yeah,
I know.
I'm like Norm when I go down there. Hey, there he is.
Bin 39, open from 8 to 8 daily. Check him out there in downtown St. Augustine.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. I love horoscopes. Scorpio and Sagittarius today. Let's do this, Clay. Very happy sounding.
Yeah.
Scorpio. If holding grudges was an Olympic sport, you'd have gold medals.
Finally, at least get one.
Today, add a few more to your collection.
Oh, very nice.
Jeez. Winning medals all over the place.
Always.
Sagittarius, your adventure today involves exploring the inner depths of your despair. Turns out, the call to the void has a direct line.
That's messy. Yeah. Sorry about your loss there.
Yeah. All right, moving on. What you got?
Well, we got Panache since 1987.
Oh, that's right, because of Renee did events, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we do funnies?
Okay, Let's do funnies. Let's do it. All right, so the Broke Agent, I found this really cool page on Instagram, and they poke fun at the most hectic homes.
All right,
this first one. This is a bathroom for beginners.
All right.
Wash your hands. Don't forget to flush. Wipe.
Wow. They really had to label everything.
Right.
There. Okay.
Yeah, so now you know what to do. Just read the walls.
Yeah.
Next up, this is your kitchen. It's also a bitchin'. So you've got bathroom and kitchen combined there.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
See how that's all in one there.
Oh, that's gross.
Nice.
That's the worst place to put a bathroom.
They got to rethink that. Yeah.
This next one.
Next up, welcome to my wasp nest collection. Is
no.
this like a thing? I don't
no.
know.
Don't, please don't make it a thing.
I don't know. Very crazy.
Oof.
Next up, there's a full bath in the basement. Go check it out. Yeah.
That's the creepiest bath
area
I've ever seen.
That does not look welcoming, right?
No, it does not.
The edges are just...
You can't even relax taking a bath in that environment.
Just like, I can feel myself getting smaller. Next up, custom door options are endless here.
Okay.
Yeah. Just saw the end off here. Next up, why have one theme when you can have all of them?
Literally all of them.
This is definitely an Italian household.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's just confusing. It hurts my head to see this room.
All of them there. Yeah. Oh, next up, when you want a built-in unit, this is an idea here. Just you build it.
Not a good idea. It's an idea.
Next up, nice water feature, tropical vibes. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
The slanted floors.
Gorgeous. Well,
oh,
that comes from the water.
Man. Yeah.
Next up, this used to be a real fixer upper. Wow. 145 grand for sale by owner Rebecca.
Wow. Okay. Rebecca, there are better ways to go and advertise a house.
Yeah.
Starting with cleaning it up.
Yeah. Troy can sell that for you, Rebecca.
No, I don't know if Troy can sell that for you. That's rough.
Oh, next, some of them are bottle collectors. So, yeah, don't throw them all out. But that old Bacardi bottle is worth something, I think.
They're also a cigarette butt collector, I think.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All
right. You'll need some panache after being in that room.
Yeah, that ain't love your mother, I'll tell you that much right now. She's pissed.
You need a lot of treatments. You need to feel special. You need to feel clean.
Yeah,
right. And panache will help you do that.
That's good.
Since 1987, they, of course, opened their doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at panache is caring for their team, their guests, and their community from scalp to soul and bringing joy to the world one service at a time. They have a carefully chosen and highly trained staff that is there to always exceed your expectations. And the same goes for their elegant salon space. They are dedicated to guest comfort and devoted to innovation and artistry. They're also proud to align with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. Everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Give them a call, get with them, visit the website, see what they can do for you. A whole lot of services. GetPanache.com.
And the United Way of St. John's County is a catalyst for change, bringing together businesses, volunteers, and organizations to tackle the toughest challenges facing our community. We're going to talk to Mark tomorrow and the team, but with your support, they can make a huge difference. They can't do it alone. They need you, your passion, your generosity. Together, they make a brighter and incredible community for all. Check them out today, unitedway-sjc.org.
All right, that's it for us today.
All right.
Great show. Thank you. To everybody involved.
Yeah. Thank you, Renee.
Except for me. I did bad. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.